Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Switching on the Carrie and Tommy podcast means you're about to get a true taste of fun. Tonight for dinner, switch it for salmon with Tassal Tassie Salmon. It's Tasmanian for salmon. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, I don't know about you, Bickers. How was your weekend?
Pretty good.
Was it?
Why? Was
ask
yours
me
not?
Me how mine
was. Sorry, how was yours? Well, with your big lead up, I thought you were about to tell me.
No.
Oh, God.
I've got a crisis in me.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That just popped up on the weekend, or it's I've actually been
planning it for quite some time, this crisis, and I think I'm thinking of starting it this week. Anyway.
Okay, I don't want to yak on your yum, but you can't do it yet because we're doing that next segment.
Okay, then let's talk about it next segment.
I don't think that's the correct use of yak segment? On your yum.
Yuck?
Yuck.
Yuck. You're just spewing on me then.
Yuck on your yum. It says yak on your yum up there.
That's still not the saying, though. Someone wrote it up wrong.
I know. It's not just me that got it wrong. Yuck on your yum. If you've just joined us, that means it's the best way to describe that. Poo-poo all over somebody's idea? No? It sounds a lot more intense than it actually is.
Yeah, it means don't say fetishes are gross in case the people you're talking to are into those
things.
Yeah,
but just more in a life general thing, not
a
fetish thing.
No, we only use it as a fetish thing on this show, and you've brought it up right at the top.
Perfect 3 p.m. content.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'll hear about your crisis.
Looming crisis. Next.
Carrie and Tommy, driving you home for your Monday afternoon. A little bit later on the Savo, we have a surprise for you, Tommy. Something I think you'll really enjoy.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do I know about it?
Yeah, this is the story that you're going to tell him later on. The thing he's going to buy.
Oh, that. That's good. You'll like that. Yeah.
You're invested in this one.
I know. Yeah. I forgot about it. Yes, that's great, Jesse. Good tease.
Well, I'll stay tuned. But right now, guys.
Yeah, your looming crisis. Do we need music?
Something dramatic, please, Jesse.
Oh, I thought we were going sad. Sorry.
No, that's not really
crisis music.
What do you want for crisis?
Yeah, just do that because when I say it, you do that. I think I've decided I'm going to have a midlife crisis. Yeah.
What do you mean? Are you calling yourself midlife now?
Oh, I think I'm past it. I've always said I don't reckon I'll live past 60. And so
that's
so
depressing.
I'm fine with it. Depressing for people around me more so than me. I think I'm a few years late for a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. And I reckon they'd be fun. But I don't know how to kickstart it.
But the things that most people do in their midlife crisis, you do in your normal life.
So what?
Fast cars and like learn to fly and women and like. Do you want me to keep going?
You can get a divorce.
Booze.
Women is like, very broad.
You can't call them that.
You know,
I don't want
women.
I don't want to
What did Terry get? He got a Harley and a woman.
No, women.
Oh.
Multiple ones.
Oh, I can get more than one.
Well, usually the midlife crisis for the man, they've already got the one.
Oh, my God.
So the women is why I said.
How many am I getting?
I don't know. It depends how long is your crisis going for.
So I looked it up. The average midlife crisis for a man goes from 7 to 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and for a woman.
What have you got a crisis from? Life's so good for you.
I think you're putting a very negative approach on a crisis. Isn't it just a chance to do wild stuff?
But that's what you already do.
Let's do more.
You already ride motorbikes? Dirt bikes?
Yeah, what else can I do?
Well, I'm asking you, what is that you haven't done that you're thinking you need to do? You don't need to have a crisis to do it.
I was going
to
get a neck tattoo. I think that's a good idea.
Front
or back? Front or back neck?
Wrapping around the neck.
The whole way round. You've still got a TV career. What do you want that to say?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm open to suggestions. Maybe crisis time.
Okay.
Because I need to know fun things.
A crisis would be if you didn't have tats and you wanted a tat. Getting other parts
more
of your body tatted is not really a midlife crisis.
Ooh, should I get one removed? Because I looked up, I wanted to, all the times I see midlife crises on in like movies and stuff, they always just end up with awesome stuff. They end up with like a sick drop top car or an awesome Harley. And so I'm like, I don't need to have the other, my life's falling apart.
No, you don't. As I said to you, you could just go buy those things and do those things and keep living your fabulous life.
But that's what I'm, that's my crisis.
In fact, your midlife crisis would be if you settled down and had kids. Oh, it would be like the reverse.
This is awful.
That's more of a crisis for you.
I need suggestions on what to do, right?
Because I haven't hit midlife yet, so I can't give you any offerings from what I'm doing when I get to mine.
Eternally youthful.
Yeah. I plan to live to 95, so.
95.
Why would you not go for 100?
Yeah, go for 100.
By then, I reckon I'll just be, nah, I don't want 100. 95 suits me just fine.
No, you're too competitive. If there's someone else.
I'm not getting a letter from the Queen anymore, so I don't care. What's the point?
Jeez, Bickers, that's a bit dark.
Imagine if, yeah, anyway.
I looked up because I wanted to look up, what can I do to kickstart this crisis,
right? Why don't you ask the people? Maybe they've had crises.
Yes, I reckon that's a good thing to do.
They've had women.
Yes, they could have. Give us a call. How many women have you had?
In your crisis.
Because I looked it up online and they're so boring. How to cope with a midlife crisis. It's like, embrace your creative side. Practice gratitude.
Oh, please don't do that.
I'm talking women and Harleys. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. What wild stuff did you buy?
Part of your midlife crisis, is it wearing Guns N' Roses t-shirts?
It is. Yes. I've started before I even knew it. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60. What midlife crisis stuff have you got for me to do?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, what can Tommy do for his midlife crisis?
Yeah, I'm keen.
Apart from the shirt. By rocking up to work in a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
I'm keen on it.
So lame. And also compared to what you do in your normal life, it's so funny. The issue I have. Your normal life is most people's midlife crisis. So I'm not sure what you're going to be able to do that then makes... Because the definition of a midlife crisis is when people question their mortality, right?
What does it mean?
Start thinking about how long they've got left on this earth and what are they doing with their life.
Oh, that's not fun.
But then they ditch responsibility and decide to have some fun. That's your whole life.
Look, Bickers, I've decided I want a crisis.
When was the last time you were responsible?
Oh, mate, so often. I looked after my friend's kid yesterday. I did take him on a dirt bike.
Don't involve other people in your midlife crisis.
Why not?
It's usually a singular thing.
I get lonely.
I wonder if couples can go through a midlife crisis. Like married
couples. Oh, my God.
Couples.
Because, are you what you're saying? And I agree. Show midlife crisis. Let's do it
like
together.
Why does one always go off and have a midlife crisis?
Because he hates the other one. G'day, James.
How you going, mate? How are you, Carrie and Tommy?
Yeah, good, very James. Good, brother. Mate, I'm mad keen on a crisis, but I don't know what to do. What should I do?
Look, mate, if you really want to get into the motorbike scene, I've got the perfect ramp and the perfect down ramp for you, mate.
Oh, mate. Last time we went out and we went to a dirt bike jump. James, I broke my ribs and collapsed half my lung.
Well, I've had 47 breaks, so.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a fun midlife crisis.
I'm embarrassed.
Do you remember when you went up and we were all like, whoa? Where's Tommy? There's a man writhing around on the ground.
Okay, James, it sounds pretty hectic.
What about monster cars?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to the shows and you see those monster trucks, not cars, monster trucks.
No, I'm in for monster cars. Hey, James, does it matter that I'm a bit unco on my bike?
Nah, mate, nah. So we've got the best technology in the world. So we've got inflatable down ramps and cushion pad things. So you can jump to it, scrap the bike and roll out of it, really.
James, this sounds sick.
Going on a bouncy castle.
Why can't you be supportive of my crisis?
No, I'm so
supportive
funny.
Of all your many breakdowns.
I'm fascinated to be on this journey.
Okay, great. Let's go to Annalise. G'day, Annalise.
Hi, Tommy and Carrie. How are you?
So good, mate. What should I do for my crisis?
I reckon you should do an Ironman triathlon.
Isn't that what you do when you're piecing
horrible.
Your life together? Like I want to be like, whoa, not like training every day.
Well, I don't know. like it's pretty hectic, and not many people do it. A lot of people do it when they're having their midlife crisis.
So you have just you've done the channel, you've done your Antarctic marathon. Were they fun things to do?
No, awful.
No, yeah.
And then you've got to sit on a bike as well.
Because of course the triathlon.
Annalise, yes. I have a pancake ass. Would that affect how much a bike seat hurts my bot?
No, you can change your bike seat. Find one that's comfortable for your pancake ass.
Just get one of those little fluffy round things you put over the back of
a car. That's great, a bar stool.
Yes.
Thanks, Annalise.
What about Luke? Luke, what do you reckon Tommy should do with his midlife crisis?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Mate, I just want to say you've probably hit onto the best reality TV show of the future, Midlife Crisis. I can see it out there, and I think it would be a winner. Second to that, I'd say, step up from your fixed wing. You got your fixed wing license. Go to Rotary.
Yeah.
So that's the next step up. Yes. A lot more fun. Oh.
Luke,
what's Rotary like? Helicopter?
I actually looked it up on Saturday, Luke, after I went flying.
See, I've told you, you've got a death wish.
Okay, hang on. Luke, he sounds like he's got more.
A little bit of a price there, but it's worth it. Wingsuits, there's another bit of fun.
Oh,
what happened to your wing walking? You wanted to do your wing walking. That should be part. I don't know why I'm saying you should do this.
Because we couldn't find someone in Australia to do it.
Oh, is that what happened?
It was only in America.
Go to America and do it. You just went to England and swam the channel.
Luke,
we got no responsibility here. But just go over there.
But listen, if you really want a heart race and some anxiety and some stress, just don't pay your taxes for a year. See how that goes to the ATO.
Good on you, Luke. You sound fun, Luke. Have you had your crisis yet, Luke?
Well, apparently, according to you guys, I get 10 years of it, so I'm only halfway through. It's great.
Yeah. Mate, have fun. Enjoy the second half.
We'll do. Stay safe, guys.
Cheers,
bye. What about Rhiannon? I reckon Rhiannon's hit onto something. Rhiannon, what do you think?
So going by my mum's midlife crisis, I would suggest you go and get your nipples pierced.
Oh, my gosh.
How old's your mum? When did she have her nipples pierced?
Mum's 63 and she had them pierced about 2 months ago.
God, that's not midlife, but that's good on her. That's awesome. How's she going? Has she also changed up other things in her life?
Oh, she's got two sleeves and tattoos all down her legs, and she's getting piercings on her face, and she's going all out.
Oh, my gosh.
She sounds like you and Rhiannon's mum.
She'd hook up.
Maybe that can be part of your crisis. Is she into younger men, Rhiannon?
I wish. Tommy would be amazing for her.
I could grab her by the piercings and pull her over.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Very soon we're going to slide into my DMs.
we can't slide into your DMs.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to read you one of the DMs that I've received.
Yes, okay, great. Get DMs. Who's DMing you?
I know, and you should. This one, you'll want this one.
Will I?
Yeah. Okay. My DMs and your DMs are very different, I feel. But up next, you've mentioned your midlife crisis, and I think I've found just the thing for you to spend some serious money on.
Oh, my God.
Have you got some cash to drop? Because I've got the item. I'm going to tell you what it is next.
I don't, but I'll steal some. Let's go. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What do you want most in the world at the moment?
Money.
No, thing.
A plane.
A plane.
Yeah.
What if you could get a very famous person's plane as your plane?
Well, it depends who it is because it's more than...
Yeah. What if you could save...
Some of them aren't in good condition is what I was going to say there because...
Elvis Presley's private plane.
Yeah, I don't seem to remember crashing.
Nope. Okay. It's up for sale. It's a Lockheed Jetstar L1329. Do you know what that is?
Oh,
can you
Lockheed
fly one
classic.
Of them?
It would be quite old,
1962
Carrie.
Is when it's from. Yeah. It was the last aircraft that he purchased just 1 year before his death. Oh, no, he purchased it in 76, but it was from 1962.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one in the fleet to be privately owned, and it's fully decked out. It's got, like, velvet interiors, wood panelling, shag carpet in the main crib.
If you're Elvis.
Main cab, not crib. They don't have a crib inside, do
they? I also reckon if you Elvis, any carpet is shag carpet, isn't it?
Is that? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's the plane we're going to...
You're going to buy, I know. But the problem I have with this is that it's a lot of money.
What do you mean?
But it's been up for auction. In 2017, it sold for $660,000, right? Just short of its expected $1 million. $660,000 is not just short of $1 million.
No, it's almost half.
It went to auction again in 2018 and bidding opened lower, and it still hasn't sold. So it's been on the market for years now. You could get this for a steal, I reckon.
Because does it fly?
Let's see. Many have noted that restoring this aircraft to flying condition or refurbishing it could attract millions in visitations and attraction fees. What does that mean?
It means if you do it up,
then
you...
anymore.
No, it means you charge people to see it.
Well, great. That's how you make your money back.
Oh, my God. Am I studying a museum?
I thought you wanted to get, like, land and put planes on them. So then why don't you put your plane on here, right?
Put my plane on that plane.
No, this plane.
Yes.
Put it in the backyard, wherever you're going to have people come visit. Get them to pay to visit it. Yes. And then you'll have enough money to kit it out however you want.
I don't have that much money.
I saw what you were Googling the other day.
Yeah.
You were Googling more expensive planes than that. So I know you're willing to drop more than that on a plane. You could have Elvis's plane. I think there's a story with that.
When I was Googling those ones that were more expensive, I was hoping we could go Harvey's.
I'm yet to fly with you. Mm-hmm. Let's take one step at a time. I'm not buying half a plane. But Elvis's I'd be into.
Great.
If you were to kit it out, though.
Yes.
So you're not when you buy your plane, it's not going to be kitted out. It's going to be very basic, won't it?
Yep.
Okay, but this plane is a proper private plane. You can put anything in it. Bar. What would you put in your plane if you could have your wish?
Oh, if I could put anything in it.
Say you were Kim Kardashian and you got to deck out your private plane. What are you putting in it?
Big movie.
A sauna.
A big movie screen with like those gold class chairs. And I'd put a sauna in it. Yeah, I'd put a sauna, a hot tub in it. Oh my God, imagine the water going everywhere.
Room? Yes, I don't know how that would work.
Aren't I allowed to have anything I want?
Yes, but it's like realistic. Like it has to be able to get up in the air.
And all the four
13, 10, 60 if you've got thoughts too. I'd be keen to know what you'd have, what Tommy should have, but what you'd want in your private plane if you could have it. Because you can have anything. You can have billiards table, have like a bed, you could have anything.
Is the question you're asking people if they could have anything?
In their own private plane.
What would
thoughts for you too, because when you buy this Elvis plane, you're going to kit it out.
Right. I want to hear people's suggestions. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60. What would you have if you could have anything in your plane?
Carrie and Tommy.
Good Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we're going to find out who has been sliding into Bicker's DMs.
Ooh.
But if you've got a spare $660,000.
I reckon you get it for less.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
We're talking Elvis Presley's private plane. Is it up? It's up for sale at the moment. So he's got other planes, the Lisa Marie and the Hound Dog, that are currently up for display at the Graceland Museum in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
Webb Gaile's been in the Lisa Marie.
You've been in Lisa Marie.
Twice.
Hang on. Oh, you come to the microphone. Why? I understand why you would do a thing once. Why did you go twice, bro?
Because we had a 2-day pass, so we got... We went around Graceland.
And so you just went, oh, I wonder if the Lisa Marie's different today.
Well, I wanted to go back and take photos. So the first time we just
What did you do the first time?
You just enjoyed it.
I didn't think we'd be allowed to take photos in his private residence.
Did it say no photos?
No, it didn't.
But you're a web guy. I would have thought that you would take your photos everywhere.
This is when web guy UI was just known as Eli.
Why don't you show us the same respect and sometimes not film us?
Fine, I might put anything on the socials tonight.
It's your job that you're going to cost. But anyway, there's another. Was it impressive? Was the Lisa Marie impressive?
Yeah, and still very modern.
Yeah, super modern. So this one's less modern. This one, I've read more about it.
Yes.
Well, it's covered in rust, so I think it would need some repair
work.
You
didn't tell me it didn't fly.
No, I didn't realise it didn't fly. Yeah. But it's up for $660,000, and it's got like red velvet interiors, wood panelling, a shag carpet in the main cab. Like, it's fun. I think it's you, and I think if you want a plane, which you do want a plane, to have restored, I've just seen it. It's like red striped. To have restored a private plane from Elvis Presley's pretty
This
cool.
is a question that may be too esoteric, but is a plane if it doesn't fly?
Yeah, because I've had dinner on a plane
We all have, mate.
Someone gets meals included.
They come round and hand them out.
In Costa Rica, on the ground.
I'll have the chicken, thanks. Ooh, this is what
this is all we've got
on
left.
On the ground, it was an enormous plane, and you went in and had dinner in the big plane, and it was a plane. And it was on the ground, and it didn't fly. It's still a plane. What else would you call it?
Yeah, but then what do you use?
A shell?
Yes,
I think
you're
a plane is still a plane.
Yes.
So
is it a plane just if it has wings?
I reckon.
Yeah. Okay.
If it looks like a plane. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, do you mean like to say if it becomes like what's the one?
I'm saying if you take both wings off that, is it still a plane?
No, it's not. So maybe it is the wing issue. Then it's just a tunnel thing.
Yeah. Oh, you could be in Lisa Marie's tunnel if you take the wings off.
Eli's already been in there twice, Julian.
Mate, he'd be back for a third time for sure. G'day, Julian.
G'day.
If you had a private plane, Julian. What would you put in there? Because I'm saying to Tommy, he could kit it out with whatever he wants. He could make it his absolute heaven. What should he put in it?
I reckon I'd put all the seating is at those Tebow massage chairs. I'd draw the line at the pilot, though.
You don't want to give him a massage?
Relaxed. Yeah. We actually had a caller call up, Julian, that said all the chairs should be toilets because that's where he died.
Oh, that's fun. I thought you meant so you don't have to get up.
Well, I mean that too. We just wear nappies.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Julian, I had a thought the other day, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. I reckon we should replace. Yeah, I remember, mate.
Well, it's changing,
I
reckon
that caller we had that time. Yes. And I thought that him and I.
Well, that's your thing. Remember when you told us that? Yeah. And you know, I don't want to yuck on your yum.
Shit, I forgot I meant to be doing that.
You're meant to be saying that. Julian, I had a theory the other day. I'd love to run it by you. You ready?
Yep, go for it.
So I reckon all toilets on the planet, like on the ground, should be aeroplane toilets. I reckon they're so much better. What do you think?
They're better? An aeroplane toilet?
No. They're never dirty.
What do you mean aeroplane toilet is scummy?
Are they?
Or is it in first class? It's different, is it? Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. Still plenty more to come, the Savo guys.
And it is a Monday, so what better time than a Monday to show you the woman in her naked form.
Okay.
I have a picture.
Do I need some charcoal
a video
or something?
To show you. No, you're not going to sketch her.
You're not going to show me like that video that Sonda showed us when she made us watch essentially.
There's a video that's gone viral that I think you'll enjoy, and I will show it to you later. But first of all, I need to tell you about what's been happening in my DMs.
Oh.
So I know what happens in your DMs, and that's great for you.
There's nothing correct for me to say.
No. Other than, yes, thank you. It is great for me.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yep. Keep it coming.
But my people are a bit different, you know, as we discovered when I asked in that infamous cake post, which one's cake? And they answered accurately.
Carrie, thanks for your question, Carrie. I think it's the one on the left.
So,
don't
do
go eating the lens.
We were talking about how I had a bath recently and I couldn't work out how to read a book in the bath because I took the book in and then it went all soggy. And then I thought I'll get my iPad, but then I was worried about getting it wet and then it, you know, short circuiting. And I was like, how do you read a book in the bath? Well, thank you to people in my DMs
because
Chris has slid in and he has said,
your partner,
hey, Carrie,
you just talk to your husband.
Says, firstly, well, I think you're absolutely amazing with all you do. A true inspiration for so many.
There's going to be no baths just in here, is there?
Secondly, you can buy large Ziploc bags that you put your iPad in, therefore making it waterproof in the bath, and the touchscreen still works. You're welcome, Chris. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to try that later.
Just hold your book above the water.
It's really hard to do. I don't have good triceps.
Then maybe you're not cut out for a bath.
Yeah, maybe.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is Lizzo's latest one. It's called To Be Loved.
I reckon it's the best one yet.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
I love it.
Sonda of Penzance is here, our boss.
You don't understand that reference. She is in a shirt. It's a white shirt, but it looks very much like a Seinfeld episode.
Pirate shirt, yes. It's what I'd wear.
Put your arms out of it. We've got to see the sleeve.
It's what I'd wear swashbuckling, mate.
I'm trying to look said I wouldn't leg you. So in, when you had your wardrobe open today and you were like, what look am I going for? I'm going to go professional sausage.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to pillage or plunder. I want to keep my options open.
Give me a treasure.
Arr, this meet a shirt for me.
I'm like
Sunder the Seven Seas.
It's given us so much joy today laughing at you. It's been, it's been wonderful. It's
so, Sunder, what have you got for us apart from scurvy?
Well, I don't have scurvy because I eat oranges. Oh,
well done.
Is that what cures scurvy?
Yeah.
Does it?
That's why I was... Bart thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, an old salty sea dog like myself would know. No, I'm back from holidays,
guys. You are
guys.
Back. That's why you... Did you get picked that up on holidays?
Was it a Captain Cook tour?
Or on a cruise, yeah.
Yeah, one of those... You know those big ones they do around the Mediterranean, those pirate ships?
She's been on Sail like Croatia.
Yeah.
Sail
Croatia!
Imagine this...
And she got the merch.
Imagine this woman rocking up. It's a, they're all 19 cool.
Cut off denim shirt. Yeah. She's like, am I wearing the right thing?
They're all asking her, can I have another cocktail? Because I think she works on the crew. Oh, well, that's all we've got time for, Son. So
you're back from holiday. Fun. I flew to New Zealand.
It was the best holiday I've ever been on.
We don't really care about that.
You sure you went on a boat?
It changed my heart and my mind.
We've taken
so
much
time talking as well.
She now wears crystals and she's all like,
she's not a wearer.
For a day. But before you went away, this was the bit that we were interested in.
Okay.
So you're taking your kid away, who is now six. Five.
Four and a half.
Good.
Well, how many have you got?
In pirate years, though.
One.
Yeah, in years.
Eight.
He's far.
Far. Yeah, good stuff.
Far to be char.
We've lost our minds.
Oh, my God. You could dress him as a parrot and you could stand on his shoulder.
Oh, my God. Do you know what's coming up?
What? My lunch after I've seen Son's shirt?
You guys can go together as a Halloween costume.
Son's in costume early.
Just so you know, just a genuine question for the room. Do I look good? I know we're all having a laugh. Okay, that's a no.
I thought, oh my gosh.
Okay, so before you went away on your holiday.
No, oi, mate, I wouldn't lie to you. It looks great. And you should wear it again tomorrow.
So, and I really like it. And I think next time you're in front of the big boss going for a
just pop it on. Okay. All right. Okay. So I was going overseas with my husband and my 4.5-year-old Henry.
Yep.
And so we were very aware that we're going to be on a plane and going to be travelling around. And at times we might
want to go to the Caribbean. You would have fit in with your other mates that are there. Yeah.
We're going to tell this story next. Stay there. We'll finish this
more
tall
with
tale.
Sunder with Captain Cook next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. If you are just joining us,
not
welcome
just us.
To the madhouse.
Yes, because also Blackbeard is here. Sonder, our boss, is wearing
She's just returned from holiday with a new style.
What's the theme of the party tonight?
I can tell you what letter it starts with.
She's got a gorgeous new white shirt with puffy sleeves and just looks like a pirate. Is it new? Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah.
Taylor called up though.
Taylor.
There you go.
What happened to you, Biggins?
Nah, you guys do it.
No, I'm not good at that.
Here
thing.
Goes my pirate voice. Taylor. No, wait, hang on.
Anyway, Taylor called up and said she was having a terrible day. Now,
hang on, do that in a pirate voice. Do terrible.
No, I couldn't. And your shirt has made her laugh a lot. So you're bringing the laughter. It's not
that's what they should do nice? To treat depression. Just send someone around in a shirt.
You just look a bit like a clown.
Isn't that great? You know they have clown doctors?
Yeah.
Sonda could just be walking around the hospital cheering people up.
Can I be a doctor?
Isn't it?
No, just a woman in a shirt.
Laughter's the best medicine.
So before you went on holiday, you took your 4.5-year-old son with you.
Oh, I touched. That's very good work, Jesse.
4-year-old son with you, and you had to try. I'm trying to help you guys.
Why? Do we want to get to this story?
Yes, we do. Okay. What are we going to talk about her shirt for another 4 minutes?
I don't know. When she's got so many tales of the high seas.
This was the high seas tale, but on a plane.
Okay. So before you left, you thought we got to get him an iPad so that he's occupied for our 2-week trip, so that we don't have to talk to him. The iPad can.
So we can do things like go to dinner and pretend that he's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But love him, obviously. Yeah,
of course.
And so Adrian took money that we actually didn't have and invested it in an iPad.
Yeah.
And he was
like, and some costumes.
He bought an iPad. Didn't he? Didn't he just buy one?
Yeah, no, I'm laughing. Gary said he bought a costume.
And some costumes.
She's being mean to me.
Okay. Oh, you could get it back.
So he invested in an iPad.
I'll make you walk the plank.
That's what I'm saying. She's on board now.
Okay, his iPad for you to arrive. When was the iPad due to arrive?
And it had to come, obviously it had to come before holidays. Yep. He's like, I've bought it. It's going to come a couple of days before we take off.
Yep.
Fantastic. Then he's like, oh no, I've just got a notification. It's not going to come till the Wednesday when we're in New Zealand. And I was like, well.
What are we going to do? How are we going to entertain him for the 4 hours on the plane?
I was like, maybe
Sonda can.
Do some pirate gear.
What am I missing here? Don't you just go and buy an iPad from the shop?
That's what I said. I was like, don't worry about that. Just return
in the
that.
Other one.
Oh, yeah. No. Return
is this
that
investment and we'll online or something.
With Bitcoin from my treasure chest. Anyway, I said to him, well, just go pick one up at the store, cancel that order. Yeah. And he's like, I can't. I got it engraved.
Oh,
and it
that's
says,
cute.
Is it New Zealand 2022 and has a little sheep emoji on it.
And it didn't arrive in time for the trip.
Never made it to New Zealand.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Was it worth all the gear, guys?
No, the other stuff was a bit more funny.
So. I mean, there's so much visual stuff, I can't even concentrate on the words, to be honest.
Goodbye.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, switch it for Tassal Salmon, a true taste of Tasmania.
Yeah, and a little trick, you all know salmon's got omega-3 in it. If you want to get a bit more omega-3, leave the skin on your salmon.
Is that true?
Yes.
It's rich in protein too.
Oh, crispy.
Kids won't even know that you're giving them protein and omega-3.
Trick the kids.
Delicious. Hey, coming up, which musician, midway through their show, had to take a dump?
A dump?
Yep.
A dump?
Yep. It happened live during the show and everyone had to listen to it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'll tell
you. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's time for Same Same But Spoken. And this week is a Tommy Little suggestion. Do you remember what you requested?
Yes, I did. It was Same Same But Jesse puts talcum powder up his bumhole and then farts out the tune. And we try and guess what song it is.
Jez and I have been working away in the studio and that one will have to wait till next week.
I'm sorry.
Just have some cauliflower for dinner. You'll be right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. No.
That's a tip from the expert.
Are you the expert picker?
I love a bit of talc down there.
I can't.
God, that reminds me of my nana
I was going to say, it reminds me of my mum.
Because my nana used to always dab.
Yeah.
You'd always see her after the shower. Whenever I'd stay with her, we'd have like a shower around the same time and she'd be dabbing.
I reckon my mum put it on her armpits as well. I remember walking to her room and after the shower, it's just a white plume.
It is.
Like, it's just like you're walking in a ghosty.
I think they've found it's not good for you now. I think it causes problems. Anyway, don't try that at
home.
She
had heaps.
What was she doing it down there or under her arms? I think it's the. Okay.
Let me spray and
walk
you
through it
on what Tommy actually requested.
I used to actually listen to records backwards to practice this during the week. I bought two turntables. I bought a whole bunch of vinyls, and so I could just play them backwards and practice. But it was always jazz records that were on sale, and we never seemed to play jazz songs in this.
Ah.
I talk absolute dribble.
That has inspired this. Same,
same. What jazz, baby? A jazz baby. Okay.
Are you ready for your first song?
Yeah.
No. What are you going to do about it, Jesse?
Take a few minutes, talk yourself up. Here's okay. Your first song.
And you don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby. I look around and see.
Tommy.
OMD.
Is it every Michael Bublé song ever?
No, it's The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. This could be possibly the hardest one we've ever done. It's hard when you add a different beat to something. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Different timing.
Yes,
I mean,
when you change things, it's hard.
Yeah. This segment's all about.
Imagine how hard they'd be backwards.
Oh, my God. We could never.
All right, song number two.
Everything sounds like
Moon Dance. It does. Sounds like Pink Panther. And, yeah. I like the way
you work it. Oh, Tommy. Because.
It is Blackstreet, No Diggity. I like the way you work it. No diggity.
I got the bag in a bag. What do you think? Because can you just give us the jazz version of that? If you go home with a guy for the first time and he puts on a bit of this.
This bit's not doing
hey,
it
Carrie,
for me.
Hey, Carrie, welcome to my house.
But I don't mind the next bit. When the lyrics. I like the way you work it. Right? You wouldn't want it for hours, but just a one off.
Nobody wants it for hours.
But
they?
I think the jazz people do.
Of course they do, and with multiple people.
With the talc and the, you know.
Because
the talc people are jazz, the jazz people.
Doesn't the talc dry you out, though?
Yes. Cause, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Afterwards, yeah, talc yeah. To death.
This is song number three. So take a
photograph and steal. Tommy.
To get on the board.
It's Good Riddance, yes. Screen Day. I hope you had the time of your life. There's something I'm predicting that in the end it's right.
I think that version's better. That we just heard.
2-1. We get song it. Number graduated.
Gary.
Biggest. Oh my God. To win.
Right now, you've heard it before. It is Oasis.
Three.
I don't believe in anybody.
Two. Three.
Controversial opinion, Champagne Supernova, a better song?
I think so too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't reckon that's that controversial.
Bog standard opinion. Let's play me saying it again next week.
Musical fact for you that Ollie told me. Yes. What is the most downloaded album of all time in the world?
As in illegally?
I assume a Beatles album.
So it's more contemporary. It's more recent.
Oh, is it a? Is
like Beyonce.
It
Beyonce?
It's the most annoying answer possible. Yes, this is all Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, it's what I see.
Bieber.
Taylor Swift, Bieber.
I don't know, what is it?
No, it's the U2 album that they put on all our phones.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Can you imagine being told that as
that
a
sucks.
Fact and that being
that
the answer?
Sucks.
Yeah, doesn't it? In all ways, like everything about that sucks.
The album, I didn't want that fact. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we're going to find out a little bit more detail on Tommy's midlife crisis.
Yes, but right now, because I had a surprise party yesterday that one of my friends organised for me.
And it's your birthday? No, that's Feb or something.
No, it was just to say.
Sorry, quickly.
It was to say congratulations for the swim. Just aww. My family and some of my friends came around. But they tricked me. Anyway. They surprised me. My friend took me out of the house.
Surprise party.
Yeah. I've never had a surprise party before.
Haven't you?
No. It
surprised you? Yeah. You either love a surprise, you're either a person that loves surprise parties or a person that hates surprise parties.
Also, they've got to be careful about who they make the first one to jump out.
Yes.
Because it was my mum, and I nearly clocked my mum. Because I'd come back into my house, because my friend said she left her phone at my house, yeah. So we needed to go back to get it. And then when we went back, it was all dark, and I walked in, and this little old lady jumped out at me.
Oh, it's your mum.
Terrifying. You know, my mum said she wants to ride my dirt bike.
Does she?
Yeah, she's never mentioned it before. And
oh,
she walked
she's
out,
the one having the midlife crisis.
She walked out the back. That, and,
she? And yeah. Did she have a midlife crisis?
No, she could be at midlife. She might live to 140.
So she went out the back and she was like, I want to jump on one of them.
She went out the back and she just pointed to my dirt bike and she just went, darling, I want to ride that. And I said, fine, do you want to go on the back with Johnny first? Because he rides better
Why
than
not
me.
You? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he rides better than
crash,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to go back with Johnny to see what it's like? And she said, no. I said, what? And she goes, I want to ride. Like, I
love her.
I don't want to just sit on the back.
She just wants to jump on and go. Yeah. Did you let her?
So mum's going to join our bike again. The Heaven's Angels. We're back. I'll be back.
How
Jess,
fun.
We'll be back.
Oh, we are going to be back.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you remember when that was going to be? Sorry. Jesse's pause is him trying to find the music. Yeah. Yes. Does that give you PTSD when you hear that? Do you remember that time in your life?
Well,
it was lockdown.
Was it?
Yeah. I mean, not actual lockdown. It was like in the breaks in between.
What are you trying to do to me? Oh, my gosh. Carrie, you can't see, but Carrie has the biggest cackle on her because she enjoys remembering when I was
your misery,
so unhappy.
When you were willing to try anything within your 5Ks.
No, I went within my 5Ks. Within my 5Ks, before curfew. And then I couldn't sleep lying down for 4 weeks.
That's right, because of your ribs.
Yeah. I sat up in a bed. Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know what's not fair? So my friend who organised the party run, she took me out to a bar to distract me while they all went into my house.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, should we get some beers and maybe some oysters or something? And I said, yeah, sure. And then she got a bad oyster.
Oh.
And yeah.
Oh my God.
And she rang me today to see if I was okay.
Oh my God.
And she said, I got food poisoning. and I said, nah. I said, it won't be from the oysters. If you get a bad oyster,
it's nearly
death's door.
Oh,
and she
right.
goes, well, I did shit myself walking home. So
oh, no. That's the price to pay for giving you a surprise party.
Yes.
Surprise.
And meanwhile, my mum jumping out at me, maybe.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's time for Same Same But Spoken. And this week is a Tommy Little suggestion. Do you remember what you requested?
Yes, I did. It was Same Same But Jesse puts talcum powder up his bum hole and then farts out the tune. And we try and guess what song it is.
Jez and I have been working away in the studio and that one will have to wait till next week.
I'm sorry.
Just have some cauliflower for dinner. You'll be right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. No.
Tip from the expert.
Are you the expert picker?
I love a bit of tout down there.
I can't.
God, that reminds me of my nana so
I was going to say, it reminds me of my mum.
Because my nana used to always dab.
Yeah.
You'd always see her after the shower. Whenever I'd stay with her, we'd have like a shower around the same time and she'd be dabbing.
I reckon my mum put it on her armpits. Well, I remember walking to her room and after the shower, it's just a white plume.
It is.
Like, it's just like you're walking in a ghosty.
Found it's not good for you now. I think it causes problems.
My mum's
anyway,
fine.
Don't try that
and
at
she
home.
Had heaps.
What was she doing it down there or under her arms? I think it's the. Okay.
Let me
spray and walk
you
through it
on what Tommy actually requested.
I used to actually listen to records backwards to practice this during the week. Mm. I bought two turntables. I bought a whole bunch of vinyls, and so I could just play them backwards and practice. But it was always jazz records that were on sale, and we never seemed to play jazz songs in this.
Oh.
I talk absolute dribble.
That has inspired this. I put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Same. What jazz, baby? A jazz baby. Okay.
Are you ready for your first song?
Yeah.
No. What are you going to do about it, Jesse?
Take a few minutes, talk yourself up. Here's your first song.
And you don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. A baby. I look around and
Tommy.
Oh, hey. Empty. Oh, yes. So, da, da,
is,
da,
it, da, da, is it every Michael Bublé song
no,
ever?
No, it's The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. This is could be possibly the hardest one we've ever done. It's hard when you add a different beat to something. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Different timing.
Yes.
I mean,
when
like
you this, change yeah. things, it's hard. Like, yeah.
This segment's all about.
Imagine how hard they'd be backwards.
Oh, my God. Like, we could never.
All right, song number two.
Everything sounds like
it
Moon
does.
Dance.
It sounds like Pink Panther. And, yeah. I like the way you
work it. Oh, Tommy. Because.
It is Blackstreet, No Diggity. I like the way you work it, No
Diggity. I thought to bag it up. What do you think? Because if you can, you just give us the jazz version of that. If you go home with a guy for the first time and he puts on a bit of this,
this bit's not doing.
Hey,
it
Carrie,
for me.
Welcome to my house.
But I don't mind the next bit when the lyrics. I like the way you work. It's all right. You wouldn't want it for hours, but just a one-off.
No, no, nobody. But nobody wants it for hours.
But I think the jazz people do.
Of course they do, with multiple people.
With the talc and the, you know. Yeah, yeah. Because the talc people are jazz, the
Doesn't
jazz people.
Doesn't the talc dry you out, though?
Yes. Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, yeah, talc yeah. to death.
This is song number three. So take
a photograph and steal things in your
mind. Tommy, to get on the board.
It's Good Riddance, yes. Screen Day. I hope you had the time of your life. There's something I'm predicting that in the end is right.
I think that version's better.
Two, one.
We get
song
it. You've graduated.
Gary.
Biggest. Oh my God!
Have to throw it out right now. You've heard it before. It is Oasis.
Three.
I don't believe in anybody.
Wonderwall. Two. Three.
Controversial opinion, Champagne Supernova, a better song?
I think so too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't reckon that's that controversial.
Bog standard opinion. Let's play me saying it again next week.
Musical fact for you that Ollie told me. Yes. What is the most downloaded album of all time in the world?
As in illegally?
I assume a Beatles album.
So it's more contemporary. It's more recent.
Oh, is it a... is
like Beyonce?
It's the most annoying answer possible. Yes, this is all Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, it's what I see.
Bieber.
Taylor Swift, Bieber.
I don't know, what is it?
No, it's the U2 album that they put on all our phones.
Oh, yeah. That's so annoying.
Can you imagine being told that as
that
a
sucks.
Fact and that being
that
the
sucks.
Answer? Yeah, doesn't it? In all ways. Like
yeah,
everything
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like yes. the album. I didn't want that fact. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner. Like to sell salmon? Switch it for salmon tonight and get a true taste of Tasmania with a healthy boost of omega-3.